Alzheimer's Treatment Centers of America can do that. We are in network with most insurances. Our phone number is 772-298-4477 or Google us in Port St. Lucie.
And our salon is delighted to support WCNO Christian Radio. Our staff is committed to providing the finest hair care available for both men and women. Located at 2926 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, we can be reached at 772-283-4974.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. A man's belly shall be satisfied, I'm not talking about the stomach, but his belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. With the increase of his lips shall he be filled. When you speak words, you give life to them. Whether life or death, you give life to them. Proverbs 18:21 simply says, in the power of the tongue is both life and death. Is that correct? Yes. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. In the power of the tongue is life and death. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Words are spirit. Say that with me. Words are spirit. And they're going out or released to do things. I was so blessed. I won't say the name, but someone came to me and said that, you know, this series on words have encouraged them to be more mindful of words coming out of their mouth, which this is. It's a discipline that we must conquer. You can't defeat or control. You can't tame the tongue. You can't tame it. You got to control it. You can train wild animals. You can't train the tongue. Words are spirit. In Job chapter 38, verse 33, and we're building up towards something. Job chapter 38. The book of Job. Where you at, Job? Chapter 38. God says something here in verse 33. Knowest thou the ordinances of heaven? Can you set the dominion thereof in the earth? In modern day lingo, God is saying, do you know the laws of the universe? He said to Job, and how the heavens influence the earth. Job, do you know the laws of the universe and how the heavens influence the earth? Do you know spiritual law and how spiritual law affects natural law? Amen. Let me ask that question again. Do you know how spiritual law affects natural law? Spiritual law affects natural law. Of course, we know, as Proverbs says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Sometimes, like our body, we need to focus on certain things to, you know, deal with certain things to bring certain things into subjection, or if it's like cardio or, you know, whatever it may be, you know, you work toward that to improve on that. Well, likewise with the tongue. Listen, some of us need a deliverance from the tongue. And I don't mean that you curse or lie or cheat. You just talk so down. Anything coming out of your mouth is negative concerning you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You need deliverance.
Amen.
That thing is a trap.
Amen.
The devil wants you to talk that and talk that and talk that and talk that and talk that till you believe that. And then you draw that to you.
Amen.
When the Lord said, I will not put the diseases of that I put on the Egyptians on you, I will deliver you from all disease.
Yes.
Well, why are you talking disease?
Amen.
It might be there, but then you got the medicine ain't helped.
Amen.
We already know the pharmaceuticals is about the dollar. It's about dependence. It's witchcraft. Pharmacia. Make them dependent.
Amen.
All their life.
Amen.
With side effects.
Amen.
You just don't know how wicked the enemy is. And his puppets care little about life.
Amen.
It's about power. Recognize, I'm not against pharmaceuticals, but where the world is today and how this stuff is being shoved down people's throats, and there's so much deception. If we don't block that and submit ourselves to the kingdom of God, ask somebody right now, whose report do you believe? Now, see, I'm already in a bunch of y'all Kool-Aid. Because, see, you'll say you believe the report of the Lord, but you don't act like you believe it. You don't walk like you believe it. Amen. You'll herald it in front of people, but in your heart of hearts, in your mind, you don't believe that. You're dependent. You're afraid.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I said you're afraid to trust God.
Amen.
Bible says, let every man be a lie.
Yes.
Hello?
Amen.
Let God be true.
Yes.
What does that mean? Let everything that you're dealing with and seeing in the natural, let it be a lie and trust what God said.
Amen.
Ah, help me, Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Yes, Job, do you know how heaven impacts or affects the earth? Do you know that, Job? Psalm 39. Well, let's look at Psalm 141:3 first. 141:3. We're going to get at something today. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth.
Amen.
Keep the doors of my lips.
Amen.
Lord, set a watch before my mouth.
Amen.
That was a request. Lord, help me.
Amen.
Now, I want you to be encouraged because God will show you how to keep your lips.
Amen.
How to keep your mouth from defeating the purposes of God in your life.
Amen.
He will show you. The psalmist prayed, Lord, keep the doors of my lips. He said in one place, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Psalm 39. In verse number 1, I said, I will take heed to my ways that I sin not with my tongue.
Yes.
Look here, I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me.
Amen. Amen.
Ah, that'll preach right there, that verse right there.
Amen.
Learning. The rhythms of life. There are times you need to be silent.
Amen.
You need to be telling everybody, sharing with everybody what you're going through. Amen.
Amen.
People, look at verse number 9 and 10, that same verse. I was dumb. I opened not my mouth because you did it. You know, I find this to be true about myself. Maybe someone else can identify with it. Maybe you can't. But there are times where people say stuff to me on purpose to vex my spirit. And I can't find a comeback. Till I walk away. Then it comes to, I should have said. I said, Lord, why you make me dumb? See, some of y'all ain't like that. Y'all are more witty, so you get entangled with the mess. I was dumb, I opened not my mouth because you did it. Remove your stroke away from me. I am consumed by the blow of your hand. People and demons, listen, they perch waiting on your conversation.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Bible tells us in Proverbs, leave off contention.
Amen.
Before it be meddled with. When you enter into contention with a person, it's like turning on a faucet.
Amen.
It ain't dripping no more. The water is running.
Amen.
And guess what? They walk away still wicked, still in the same state, but now they done spewed some stuff on you. Now you all entangled in that. Your spirit vexed. You mad. You wished you had not said anything.
Amen.
Come on. I'll show you how to really live a quality of walk. Yeah, you'll be persecuted. Yes, sometimes you it will be painful.
Yes.
But understand about that pain. Understand God is working a greater anointing.
Amen.
Now there are times we say stuff and it's in order, but there are times you shouldn't say anything.
Amen.
And you kind of wish you would have and you could have, and if they'd have known what you were like before you got saved, they wouldn't have said that at all. You know, you go through that whole thing, you know. But after the pain is gone, there's something new. It's like God stretched you a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Proverbs 30. Verse 32, Proverbs. I can throw the mic down right now, couldn't I? I'm sure I'll go home and y'all be blessed right now. That's exactly where you was at. The Lord says here in Proverbs 30, verse 32, if you have done foolishly in lifting up yourself, or if you have thought evil, lay your hand upon your mouth. That's why I see the Lord kept me from some stuff. Because I felt dumb. I didn't have not a thought in my mind. I was in my nothing box. Couldn't think of nothing to come back. Till I walked away. Then it all came to me. See, you said, you'd have put them in the place. Yeah, I would have, but. If you have done foolishly in lifting up yourself, or if you have thought evil, lay your hand upon your mouth. Don't let it come out into your environment, in your atmosphere.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which